USA Radio News.
The president was in Iowa today where he led a discussion on developing America's workforce. The president was then in Granite City, Illinois, where he toured a U.S. steel facility that was reopened after being closed for 2 years. The president also had a message for the cheaters around the world.
We're putting the world's trade cheaters on notice. No one rips off the United States of America, and nobody takes advantage of our workers or our companies anymore.
Facebook lost $119 billion of its value today, marking it the biggest one-day loss in U.S. market history. The company's shares plunged $41, or 19%, to close the day at $176.26. CNET's Dan Patterson has other ideas why Facebook may have dropped.
WhatsApp is growing, that Instagram is growing, but the privacy stuff just kind of lingers for the company, and this costs time, energy, and money.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
White House communications advisor Bill Shine said that a CNN reporter wasn't banned from a press event. Take a listen to this exchange that happened earlier today.
I've seen it on lower thirds.
What word would you use, Bill? What word would you use?
When you ask her if we ever used the word ban, then I will answer that question.
You prohibited her? What's the word you would use?
You ask her. Focus now. You ask her if we ever used the word ban.
What led to the incident was a CNN reporter consistently asking questions after the president was done making a statement yesterday with the EU president and the press was asked to leave. She persisted to ask questions, and the White House said it was not the time or venue to be asking the questions that she was asking. And finally, what makes a day perfect? Well, a new study came out that said Americans only enjoy 15 perfect days a year. In that perfect day, the average American would be the happiest, waking up at 8:15 in the morning and going to bed at 10:50 at night. This is USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special? It's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
An Oregon high school student who was suspended over a shirt that touted President Trump's border wall has agreed to settle the lawsuit after the school agreed to pay him $25,000 for his legal fees and have the principal write him a letter of apology. Addison Barnes joined Fox News to talk about that day and when he knew there was an issue with the shirt he was wearing.
Well, I wore the shirt to my People in Politics class where we were talking about the very issue of immigration that day. And about 20 minutes into the class, the assistant principal comes in and she takes me out of class and pulls me aside and says a couple students and a teacher were offended by my shirt. So at that point she says I either need to cover the shirt off or cover the shirt up or go home. So I told her I'd cover the shirt up, which I did for a few minutes, and then I thought to myself, you know, this isn't right. I have the First Amendment. I should be able to express my political opinion. So I took the jacket I was wearing off. And at that time, she saw that. And so she called for security and escorted me out of class.
Barnes also shared his feelings after this whole ordeal.
It feels pretty good to be at this point. It's been a long road, but I'm pretty excited to be at this point and win this case.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1775 when the U.S. postal system was established by the Second Congressional Congress with Benjamin Franklin as its first Postmaster General. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.